Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The internet can be your window to the world, or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to yet another edition of the Twig DVD Commentaries YouTube edition, where we take a look at the forgotten films of yore that you may not be able to find on basically eBay, any streaming service. These films have long been abandoned on YouTube, but you may still be able to find them if you wish to purchase this during legal means, though we do not condone piracy here on the show. We present to you this for your entertainment, but I'm not alone as I tie bow my way through this and take a visit to Piper's Pit. I'm joined with
Alex.
That's right. We come to you on the long weekend, the Victoria Day weekend here in Canada. So hopefully you are having some fantastic times with your friends, family, having a few tasty beverages, and perhaps indulging in some barbecue. So tonight's movie is not featuring Terry Bollea, otherwise known as Hulk Hogan. We're actually taking a look at yet another wrestler tonight, and we're taking a look.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Look at Rowdy Roddy Piper and Billy motherfucking Blanks in Tough and Deadly. Now, I'd love to give you more information about this movie. However, Wikipedia is suspiciously silent on this movie. And this is a movie that we found on YouTube. We were randomly just browsing trailers for Rowdy Roddy Piper movies, and this movie just happened to come up.
And we wanted to do something that wasn't They Live or Hell Comes to Frogtown, which is what everybody else seems to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, finding just the weird mix of crap entertainment, and that's what Billy Blanks and I think Rowdy Roddy Piper are going to be.
Crap and entertainment, all crap rolled into one.
Now, according to IMDb, this movie is given a 7 out of 10. However, based on 363 ratings, it is a 5.9.
Okay.
Now, evidently, you can get this on the I think on Amazon. Like, I think you can buy this movie on demand.
But it might be region locked to certain countries.
I'm just going through it right now. I'm just checking. There's a link on the App Store. Yeah, evidently you can buy this movie somehow, some way. Or maybe it was just a really weird link I'm following. So let's hope it doesn't do anything.
Well, no, because it depends on what country you're in, too.
Yeah. So evidently our two main characters tonight will be Elmo Feech, and I wish I was making that name up.
That's amazing.
That's Roddy Piper's name, and we got John Portland as Billy Blanks. And Elmo Feech is a private investigator who is contracted by John Portland, a CIA agent who suffers from amnesia in order to reveal a dubious case of drug smuggling, which involves the big fishes of the CIA and from Washington. This is from IMDb. This was written by Volker Boheim. So thank you for that, Volker.
I'm wondering, should Billy Blanks do like a Taibo crossover with DDP Yoga?
I want to know what... Oh my god. Okay, so the guy who directed this was the second unit director on the motherfucking Goonies. He was also the director for Billy Joel, the Essential Video Collection. Bar Hopping, which was a TV movie. He worked on VIP, but only for one episode. And he worked on one episode for Law and Order. He also made Martial Law in 1990. So just so you know.
Martial Law, I wonder, is that like a Don the Dragon Wilson movie or something?
I'm actually looking that up now.
Or like
Cynthia Rothrock was in it, and Jeff Winnicott.
Oh, that was
my second choice. And Billy
Drago! Oh, God.
So he made he was the producer for Martial Law 2, Undercover. And what is with this guy's obsession with fucking Billy Joel? He was a producer in Billy Joel, A Matter of Trust, The Bridge to Russia.
Maybe they're friends.
Who knows? So that is the director, fucking Steve Cohen. Fucking Goonies. So yeah, we are watching this on YouTube, which Alex, the producer here, has technically put a link that you can watch this. Once again, if you want to find this movie, you can take a look on eBay or Amazon. This might be available to stream somewhere outside of YouTube legally.
But honestly, if it's on YouTube and it hasn't been pulled and it's not monetized, just watch it.
Exactly. Just sit down, have fun.
So we're getting ready. So sync up your player.
Yeah, so we are watching this. Now, just want to start this out. This is the first time me and Alex are seeing this.
Yeah, so absolutely.
If this is your first YouTube edition DVD commentary, we pretty much just riff on this, make fun of it, have fun with it as best we can. We will get a little offensive. You may get some stories in here and there.
Only a little.
A little offensive. But it should be a fairly good time. So sit down, strap in, grab some popcorn for some Billy motherfucking Blanks and fucking Rowdy Roddy Piper. We're hitting play. So you should see what looks like a film strip made of a building and a fucking palm tree.
Wow. Shapiro Glickin' Block 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 Entertainment.
With that stereotypical 95 movie music. But already looks better than Shadow Warriors.
Yeah, it looks like it has a higher budget.
Billy Blanks.
Because I think this is a direct-to-video movie versus a direct-to-TV movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Roddy Piper.
Second billing. And this is when Billy Blanks was on the rise with his Tybo shit. Which, evidently, Billy Blanks was in an episode of Fairly Odd Parents.
Really?
As himself.
Wait, who? What kids would know who he is?
I don't know. That's the weird. It must be just one of those one-off jokes, right?
I don't see anybody else that I've ever heard of on there.
I'm looking for names that we might recognize. Sorry, Fern, casting director, can't do your job for shit.
Is everybody going to be named after like trees and stuff?
Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, there's Kern, rhyming with Fern.
Nothing here on the director of photography. It's going to be one of those long openings, isn't it?
They are getting the most money they can out of this helicopter. Or out of this airplane.
Or is it like stock footage?
You know what it looks like? Like one of those corporate videos for like a fucking vineyard or something.
Or a pyramid scheme, multi-level marketing. Hey, look at all this rich stuff we've got, and all you need to do is sign up and
get five of your friends.
Yeah, oh.
God, I hate those on Facebook.
But I get fascinated by their videos they make. They're like an hour long, and you got to keep clicking to watch more, and then eventually they want you to give them like $20,000.
And it's always some asshole in a headset.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Oh. He's serious, man. He's wearing a fucking trench coat. How you know.
Does Billy Blanks actually have hair in this?
I think so. I was going to make the obvious fucking Alfred and Batman joke, but nah.
Do you think, this is one of the houses of one of the producers?
Oh, probably.
Because you remember they did that for Highlander a few times, the Highlander TV show.
Yeah.
Big mansion, and it's like the producer's house.
Oh, Steve Cohen, second unit director of Goonies.
We could not get Wesley Snipes, so we got
Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
Next best thing.
Billy Blanks looks like a student that came to my school and I was a reading buddy with him.
Does he not look like fucking Christopher Lloyd's, like, discount cousin?
I guess would that be, like, Christopher Floyd?
Frank Lloyd.
Frank Lloyd. It's always Frank. Frank Stallone.
Kevin. Who are you? Oh, that's Kevin. Second cousin, twice removed.
That's Todd.
Todd Lloyd.
His parents dropped him down the stairs when he was a baby, and he never was quite right after that. Hey, guys.
Oh, they're going to fuck with Billy Blanks.
I think I've seen this on Casting Couch.
I've seen a lot of Casting Couches, but this was most certainly not it.
It might be European Casting Couch.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's actually not a bad shot.
You killed Alfred!
It's a weird angle they shot him at, but it's pretty cool. I think everybody's grandma had a glass table like that. Oh god, let's see the video equipment.
I love how everything sounds like GoldenEye, even though clearly this movie came out before GoldenEye.
Yeah, like a year earlier, I think.
Yeah.
Alpha, Delta, my gun looks weird. I'm holding my gun weird, by the way. Ooh. Oh, they fired a paintball at him. That's kind of cool.
Okay, so was that meant to be like a stun round, or are they killing people?
They're looking to send a dart into him, I think, and then kill everybody around him. Oh, I forgot he could do the Van Damme kick.
Of course, every mercenary has to be these amazing martial artists. They're never just goons with guns anymore. But I guess if you're hiring Billy Blanks, you want your stunt performers to be able to keep up with them.
How come he never did a movie where he's a fitness instructor?
What's that Van Damme movie where he leads the yoga class?
Double Impact.
Yeah.
That's where he plays his twin. That's the really guy wearing all the fruity colors, but all the women love him.
And we need to do a Van Damme movie. Oh, but those are all easily... You could buy those on eBay.
Oh, I have a few of them, I think.
I had a shit ton of them when I was in the hospital. Because I love Van Damme. Van Damme and Billy Blanks are, like, two of my favorite martial artists. Obviously, I got my other favorites, like Tony Jaa and all of them. But these are my 90s boy crushes.
Not Wesley Snipes, Billy Blanks.
Yeah, well, he's more badass.
Well, Billy Blanks was a better martial artist than Wesley. Wesley just had more charisma.
Although my two favorite roles for Wesley Snipes is Simon Phoenix from Demolition Man.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where he's like, set your ass on fire. And Blade.
Yeah. Or was it Always Been on Black? Which one was that? Was that the airplane one?
Oh, no, not... Oh, fuck, I know which one you mean. And it's not the one with Harrison Ford.
I'm thinking Boiling Point, but that's a different movie.
It's the one with Sean Connery, right?
Oh, no. Oh, why am I drawing a blank on it? I'll look it up.
Although my favorite Wesley Snipes line, and I hope it was improvised, it was in Blade, where he's like, there's always some motherfucker trying to ice skate uphill. Welcome to Exposition Radio. Here comes Elmo. Literally.
I didn't realize that Wesley Snipes, his real name is Wesley Snipes.
There's a guy in a chicken costume. It's that guy!
Passenger 57.
That's it.
Boiling Point was another movie he did. Rising Sun is what you're thinking of. That's the Connery one.
Yeah. That's the asshole from Ace Ventura.
Drop Zone was a good one, too. Oh, is it the...
Yeah, the fat guy, he's like, get away from the door. And he's got the fucking dog that Ace Ventura gets.
Ace Ventura 1.
Yeah, Ace Ventura 1.
This guy, you know who I know him from?
What do you know him from?
He was the big jail cellmate that was a bad guy who ended up becoming a good guy in Ernest Goes to Jail. He's the one that helps him out at the end. No,
oh, yeah.
No, he's not like us. Yo, man, let me go. And then he smashed. I love that movie. Especially when he gets the powers and he's all like, la 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 la.
He basically turns into Discount Magneto.
Yep. If we're going to do Ernest, we have to do ones I haven't seen. I only saw Ernest Goes to Africa once. I never saw Ernest Goes to School or Ernest Rides Again. And the newest one that they did, the In the Army, was so bad. It was shot on homemade video. Ernest Scared Stupid's pretty good.
Yeah, my wife is in the background giving us suggestions.
Ernest Scared Stupid scared me so bad as a kid. With, what's her name? Who was the played the witch?
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, I had nightmares about her killing me in my sleep.
My favorite was the Chikaido brothers from Killer Clowns from Outer Space did the special effects for it.
Oh, I see. I don't know if those are nips.
It's not Shannon Tweed, so I don't care. Roddy Piper looks pretty good in this movie, all things considered.
He looked pretty good until early 2000s when he got the cancer for a bit. Ah, the 90s. Super high underwear. Ooh, swear words. It is direct-to-video. This can't be TV.
Nope.
You know, people don't realize it, but Roddy Piper, especially when he got a little older like here, he was a pretty good-looking dude. That rugged, like...
He's got the charisma to go with it.
That is...
That isn't the dude from Ace Ventura.
That is not. He's too fat. What did Piper have as a move? I don't think he had, like, a big finisher.
I was about to say, you would know more so
he
than
was
me.
Like the original brawler, like Stone Cold, only he didn't really have a finisher. He would, like, use submission or bullshit people into winning. Like, he didn't have, like, a Ric Flair move or anything.
He probably had something, we probably just don't know it.
It's a possibility. But I miss Piper.
I really liked them when they did that WWE show Legends House.
Oh, I wish they had done a second season. Because you get to see a little more into who he is, and he doesn't like to open up to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he did his podcast, and it really opened him up to people. And I think when he died, he was much more at peace with people.
Yeah, he would talk a lot more. Come on, Elmo. Go get him. Like how the fat guy is giving him the run for his money.
Piper's in the ring for already like 15, 20 years at this point. He's probably a little slower. I love the 90s punch sounds.
They probably like, all still come out of the Sony sound effects library. I love Roddy's attitude. Like, he has such a distinctive voice.
Well, and that's the thing. I think what's missing in most wrestlers now is they sound like carbon copies of people, or they have no real personality.
Like Roman Reigns.
That's he's shit almost. That's why I like Heath Slater. He has his own unique sound. Or...
And he's got kids.
Yeah, I mean, and he has the charisma. Rhino has his look and charisma, but again, he's an older guy. There's not too many dudes that are new guys. Like, Sami Zayn doesn't really have any charisma or personality, whereas Kevin Owens does.
I think
Kevin
he's
Owens
got
does.
In-ring personality, but he doesn't have... His promos are shit.
Yeah, whereas Kevin Owens is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, because his English isn't even his first language, and he's fantastic on the mic. I think it's a lot of people don't lack the confidence now. That's why The Miz is so good.
He's a great heel. He really is.
And Daniel Bryan. Tons of charisma. Not the best mic skills, but he oozes like charisma.
I would argue good mic skills because he is the hype man.
Well, he's getting a lot better. Well, that's pretty good. But yeah, we're talking about wrestling. Well, I mean, it's
Sorry,
a wrestling
yeah.
movie. But I mean, you look at Hogan and all those guys. They had unique personalities, and that's what made them popular. And Piper didn't have this gigantic body, so he could make normal movies where he looked like a normal guy.
Yeah, like he could get away with sort of like the swarmy tough guy.
Like he wasn't 6'8", 330 pounds. He was like a little under 6 feet, maybe 6 feet tall. At his maximum size, he was maybe 200 pounds, 220.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't doing these ridiculous movies like Hogan's Secret Agent Club.
No, he looked like the...
He could do stuff like
He did a movie called, like, Billy the Wizard or some sort of bullshit, crazy, magical garbage later on in his
now
career.
Now we'll have to find that.
He also did... His last big movie, I say in quotes, was Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies with him and Kurt Angle and, I think, Jeff Hardy and a bunch of other people. It's a horror film that was... I think it was distributed by Troma.
Wow.
So we'll have to find that.
I remember there was a movie I watched called Monster Brawl, but it didn't have anybody really... Oh, no, it had Lance Hendricks in it. And it had... what's his face in it? Jimmy Hart.
Well, it might have been...
But it decided lack of Billy Blanks.
Did it have one of those... Because I think Kurt Angle did a bunch of those movies, too, so maybe he was in it.
Oh, shit! He waking up!
Oh, here he goes. Yeah, it looks like my dad's car.
What the fuck?
Wow!
Oh, my God!
That's pretty good.
This is some video game type shit right here.
And glass doesn't break like that. It's supposed to shatter into little pieces that don't hurt you. Not sharp. Oh, God. Yeah.
You would just say people going to die?
Pretty much. Good
gravy.
Is there
film in the camera? Nope, we didn't get it.
Oh, no. He tore his coat.
But now what's he going to do? How are we supposed to know that he's, like, a detective and a good guy?
Oh, I think it's where he gets amnesia.
Well, he got stabbed by the knockout dart. And now they're like, oh, no.
So is he supposed to be a bad guy or something? That
No, he's supposed to be a CIA agent helping out this. I don't know. Because, obviously, we can't hear a lot of this. A lot of this plot we're going off of what we can
hear. Hey, look, it's
out.
Donald Trump, the truck driver or bus driver. It's like Donald Trump and Paul McCartney had a kid.
Oh, good old Bluebird buses. My old school bus.
It looks like they rented an ambulance that was already from like the 80s or 70s. I wonder where they filmed this.
Probably in somebody's walk-in clinic. You'd be surprised how big those places can get.
No, I meant like where the movie was shot.
Oh, California, in the valley.
Oh, because that's right. The 90s, they still made a lot of movies like were direct-to-video out, like in the actual California.
I was going to try and make this full screen, and then I realized, what's the point?
No.
So I don't know whether it'll pause the movie because we're watching it via VLC.
And you know what? It doesn't really matter. It's not going to improve the quality.
Spunky character, guarantee you. She'll discover something and be like, oh, I must help feature.
But I want to see boobs.
Oh, she's the sidekick.
He has fantastic hair in this movie. She has abnormally large ears. I notice little things like this. It bugs me.
You are a strange one.
Also, her ears higher than they should be on a human. Like, are they inhumanly high ears?
Well, I don't think she's a lizard person.
Bunny person, maybe.
Potentially. I always wonder how they decide to name characters in movies. Because sometimes you get some real, like, some convincing sounding names, and then you get that.
Elmo Buttercup, or
yeah,
whatever.
Elmo Freech. Really? Pretty sure they just rent out hotel fucking boardrooms for this and just set dress it.
Well, they're using accountant lights there. Like, you only see on old-timey accountants.
But so, yeah, it's easily... It's that 90s military set dressing.
Okay, so it looks like the CIA is going after him.
Yep, because he knows something. Codename Quicksilver or some bullshit. It's always kind of fun trying to figure out the plot from these movies because we can't hear it. Or we can't very well, because that's part of the thing with these commentaries. We can't have the audio from the movie in the background.
Or not loud enough that it's really audible.
Yeah, because we're recording this at like 2 o'clock in the morning, for one. And number two, we don't want to get dinged if we do decide to put this up on YouTube.
Because some patent troll will be like, oh, and start jacking off and be like, I want my money.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to monetize this.
Fuck no.
But you ever notice how guys like this, always the same 5'10 character actors? Like, okay, we need someone to look military or someone to look like a spook. And yeah. It's always these 5'10 same guys.
I'm going to see where...
You know, this movie has a decided lack of Billy Blank's martial arts action.
So far. Well, there was a bit. It's going to get good when they team up and they become buddies. This is, looks like it's going to be the Midnight Run formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a fantastic movie, by the way. Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro.
Isn't Charles Grodin dead?
I'm going to look right now because...
Or am I thinking of...
He's the guy from the Beethoven movies.
For some reason, I got him mixed up with the guy from my 8 Simple Rules. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, you're thinking of...
His name and I would know it. John something.
James Garner.
No, not James fucking Garner. The other guy from Problem Child.
John Ritter.
Yeah, that's it. John Ritter. Getting Charles Grodin and John.
So Grodin is alive. He's 83.
Jesus Christ. Oh. He's in disguise now.
He's like, what's going on with this bullshit?
He just lost his coat, though.
So the movie's actually from 95. I thought it was 96.
A great year that also saw the Macarena. The Spice
So basically,
Girls.
He uncovered drug smuggling in the CIA. So it's the Contra
Billy
affair.
Billy Blanks did?
Yeah. He basically, it looks like he was undercover to uncover... dirty, basically he was like internal affairs, but for the CIA.
And he went to some CIA head guy or some...
He looks like he was meeting with his case handler or something.
And then Mercs come.
Which worked...
CIA internal.
Yeah, which they're like, fuck it, you're done. And then they're going to blame him for it and frame him for it so that they can officially get him erased.
Kind of sounds like The Punisher. TV series, actually.
Here, it says here, here's a goof. During the last act of the film, Elmo's facial hair variates almost shot to shot from full beard to 5 o'clock shadow to even cleanly shaved.
We'll have to watch for that. Come on, Piper, kick his ass.
Get him. Get him good. Yeah. You can do it. Ooh, that's actually pretty good. Wow, is that a bad shot? Oh, sorry. I thought that was the actual shot they used.
Nope, it's his night vision camera.
So here's some trivia. Roddy Piper stated that by the time he made this, he was no longer having fun acting. He said his best times were Hell Goes to Frogtown and They Live. After those, he had been through so many acting classes that the fun was gone.
That sucks. Because if you're not having fun doing it, why bother?
Well, because he needed to get his SAG stuff, because...
Sorry, I have to shake my drink.
I was like, what is that? Because he needs to get his health benefits for when he goes wrestling. That's literally...
Was he still wrestling at this time?
WCW, I think. Wait, 95? He might have been just transitioning in between companies.
Yep, this movie was filmed in California. Okay, here's some weird trivia for you.
Yep.
So the movie was released on Valentine's Day, 1995, Germany in April, and then November 7th, 2007 in Japan.
They finally got it, eh?
They finally got it. The Japanese finally got a little bit of taste of Billy Blanks.
You really want a taste of Billy Blanks, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what can I say? I know what I like.
Taste the Taibo.
Fucking A.
Taibo pole.
And every movie does this Washington shot. Every single fucking movie.
And 90s movies all have to have harps. And well, chimes.
It sounds official. It sounds very mysterious and Halls of Power-esque.
I have balls of power.
I got balls of steel. God, I love that Ventrilo prank. Man, there's a service nobody talks about anymore.
Vent? Yeah, vent service. Yeah.
Balls.
Or how about, what was the other one that was available? Was it through the...
TeamSpeak?
Yeah. Remember the GameSpy network?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when GameSpot was a thing? Does that even exist?
Yep.
How about...
Mostly on YouTube.
GameSpy.
I don't know.
And I farted. And it's pretty bad. Oh, God.
Kind of reminds you of Kill Bill, where the Ellie Driver's walking down the hallway with the big needle whistling.
Yeah. I hate seats that don't have a back part to the chair.
Yep.
I hate that.
What's the point?
I hate it so much. If you're over 150 pounds, you crush it. Your next stop is Toe Tag City.
Oh boy.
Billy Blanks.
He beat up.
Didn't we look? Didn't he do like two or three movies with Piper? Or a couple with Hogan, I think.
Didn't yeah. Because he did. Well, we know he did Shadow Warriors. The one movie I really want to do with him is that Expect No Mercy. Because it looks so fucking dumb, and I remember it so much.
See here, Billy Blanks. Billy Blanks and Roddy Piper. I'm going to see. They did a few. Tough and Deadly. Back in Action.
Same characters?
I'm going to see. Back in Action was 93. So it's actually earlier.
So I guess they just decided, hey, I work well with this person.
Yeah, so they did two together. I think Hogan did at least one or two with him. So at least they got along. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been cast together again, obviously.
Once again, you want to make your people look official, light a very small room with a singular light and just have them sit around a table, and you can make anything look like a military meeting. Or like you're meeting with someone presidential or something. Very, very simple filmmaking trick. So I'm looking at some of the reviews for this on IMDb. I bought this movie for $2 because I wanted to see Billy Blanks in a movie where he tries to show off his acting skills. All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Tabo. Tough and Deadly is a classic 90s fun at its best. I still can't believe they went with the fucking name Elbow. That's really going to bug me this entire movie. But then again, I guess I kind of expect it to be like fucking Homer Simpson, where he named himself Max Power.
Max Power.
It's like, or what's your name? Dave Steele. Duke Remington. You know what I mean? You can put anything in front of like a gun name. What's your name? Frank Beretta. Or some shit like that. Todd Colt. Now I'm just making it up.
They all sound like porno names.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of other gun manufacturers. Like, I don't know. Alex Koch. Like, of Heckler & Koch.
Coffee. He has a sign that just says pasta sauce behind him.
Really?
Yeah, look at the wall behind him when it goes back to Piper.
Pasta sauce. It does. Why? Guess the set designer was asleep at the wheel fucking that day. But I guess if you're going to make a movie, you got to make it simple. Because I remember in college trying to like design sets and everything, and you could drive yourself nuts over the little details.
Oh, jogging montage. Gotta have a montage.
Montage!
It is.
He's doing some healing.
Gotta fly now. Okay, now, does this get as homoerotic as No Retreat, No Surrender?
I don't know. Is that where the kid was on the guy's crotch?
Sitting on his crotch while he's doing pull-ups, I guess. And were you
something
there?
Eating an ice cream cone or some shit?
Eating a lollipop ice cream cone.
Like, seriously, I mean, whether you're gay or whatever.
It didn't seem like it was...
Who thought that was a good idea?
It also didn't seem like it was helping his training.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Hindering you.
Oh, I miss the old Dickie D trucks.
You know what I miss? The dude on the bicycle. Who used to come around with all the ice cream. Believe it or not, folks, when Mike was a thinner boy, I could easily do the splits and all that shit. Couldn't do this shit to save my life. But when it came to flexibility, I was your boy. Entertaining, I'm sure.
Yes.
What are you doing? Plot development!
We're gonna have to do some...
paperwork!
Yeah.
Move the plot along, everything will be sung. Got no reason for this. Elmo Freech.
His hair still looks great. That's all I have to say.
It looks like he should be selling me Bounty. Like, do you remember that episode of The Simpsons where Marge writes the fucking quicker picker upper people?
Yeah.
That's what he reminds me of. The fucking lumberjack from The Simpsons. And fucking Marge has a crush on him. Marge would have a crush on Rowdy Roddy Piper here. Fucking I got a crush on him.
Okay. At least they're using an actual nighttime shot. Too many of these movies.
But it's lacking a distinct amount of sax, which would have set this part. Like fucking Careless Whisper or some bullshit. I'm pretty sure I'm one of the few red-blooded men on this planet that fucking hates beer.
I'm not a big fan, but I'll have it occasionally. It's too bubbly for my tum-tums.
I just think it tastes like bitter and gross. Like, there are people, I've met people that are genuinely like, oh, beer, it's so refreshing on a hot day. Really? Drinking something bitter is refreshing to you? Have a fucking iced tea. Have a glass of water. And now I'm kind of going back to my Simpsons analogy. When are we going to get to the fireworks factory? Come on, kick something's ass.
Well, we need to pad it out because this isn't a huge blockbuster film.
Oh, we're going to get more plot, aren't we?
Billy Blanks doesn't have a lot of hair.
Well, he's got that standard fucking military haircut, right? Or he looks like an action figure. Guarantee you, this is just all cast and crew hanging out.
I thought the guy had a half beard, but it's not a half beard. It's just his hair stuck to his face because it's so greasy. Uh-oh, here we go.
Come on, Billy Blanks, kick his ass!
He's not going to know he knows karate, and now he knows he knows karate. Ooh. Ooh.
F5!
I was hoping for an attitude adjustment or the old FU.
You can't see me.
That's it, Billy Blanks.
That's right. This is what I came for.
See,
karate.
See, that's the thing. I forgot that his big thing was he could do the kick jumps just like Van Damme. Although not quite on that arc.
And he had fast fucking punches and shit, too. And his fights look natural. They don't look sped up. Though, I'm sorry, he's not kicking a guy like 4 feet across a room. What movie was it from where there's some... RoboCop. Hey, Lewis, when you're done fucking around with your partner, that's what that made me think of. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm reference machine tonight.
No. Okay, Time Cop.
If I catch you fucking this machine.
Yeah, if I catch you fucking this machine again.
I fucking love that part. And that woman was gorgeous during that part, I might add.
Oh, Demolition Man, when he gets the phone call on the TV?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm good. So sorry.
Good gravy. Me, Likey. Alex Likey a lot. Oh, Alex, you're such a pig. Don't be a misogynist. Fuck you.
We can say a woman's attractive.
If I Likey the titty titties, and I Likey the body body, and I Likey the vajayjay, Alex Likey Likey. And that's all you need to know. He Likey Likey.
I'm glad you give in to your baser instincts.
Yeah.
But hey, we're all men.
I'm not saying something like I want to blast her in the face. I could say that, but I'm not saying I want to blast her in the face.
He's not saying that, so we're crystal clear.
Yeah, like, this isn't, you know, like...
We do have some standards.
This isn't like an ice cream bukkake. Like, we're... It's not. I'm not saying that at all.
My face, folks, if you can see it.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, anal prolapse. I'm not saying look that up on Google and watching horror.
For the love of Christ, don't do that.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, not do that.
I like how we go from time cop to anal prolapse. Only in our conversations do we ever get this dark.
I can't believe that there are actresses that specialize in anal prolapse videos. That was accidental that I accidentally might have never searched for it and found it.
Oh, I think we're going to get probably one of the best fight scenes of the whole movie. I love the music we're getting here, too.
Sounds like Renegade...
I think the music was done by a guy named William Kidd. I've never heard of the fucker.
We're missing Lorenzo Lamas in this hard. Wait, are they, sorry, is the water heater not even attached to the wall?
So evidently the guy who did the music for this. It's funny you mentioned Passenger 57. He did music for that. As well as Masters of the Universe, The King and I. Let's see what else he did. Star Trek 6, Star Trek 5, or sorry, 6, sorry. He was an Emmy nominee for Outstanding Music Direction. Composer. Sorry, I'm just really interested to see what this guy has done. Well, he also did Sesame Street, the 4D movie magic.
This is the weirdest looking bar. That slut was my sister. Oh god, he did the Three Stooges where he slaps the ears.
I remember when I was in karate class, they said, you really want to distract your opponent? Do that shit. Clap on their ears.
This is actually pretty good.
This has just the right amount of cheese to it that I'm very, very
but
pleased.
You know what it is?
What?
Billy Blank's playing it straight, but Roddy Piper is playing it 100% straight, man.
He's basically Piper.
He is in on this. He's toned down the rah-rah. He's not breaking coconuts, but he is full on. And he's actually a better actor than people people believe. Like, he's way better than Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why. Maybe it's just bad timing. Maybe he was... Had he been a little younger instead of his 40s here, maybe... If he'd been in his 30s, maybe he would have had a bigger action career.
Maybe. Well, gotta save ourselves a few bucks. Plus, it's a nice cheap sound gag.
Oh, God, he's got that little ponytail that everybody wanted to have because of Steven Seagal. Because you want to talk about people with crazy charisma? He would have been perfect. He should have been in a lot more movies. Like,
he really should have been.
And I mean, like, not maybe not more movies, but more significant movies than what he had.
Mm-hmm. Every shot of Los Angeles reminds me of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, the days when everything still had paperwork, all the files.
Yep, now it's all computerized.
I mean, they'll have, like, a hard copy of, like, a list of offenses, and that's it. And, like, fingerprints will have a printed copy there, and that's
plus
about it.
Plus their notes or whatever, yeah.
But it's, like, now you had, like, 3 pages for an entire person. Because it's, like, the page is, like, look up this record.
And it's just, like, snap your fingers.
Or the page just says where they put the storage of the records when they... Because, remember, they have to keep up to 20 years for murder cases and that.
Oh, wow.
They got to keep them off-site somewhere. The one in the back looks a bit like, what's his name? Happy from the Iron Man movies.
Oh, fucking Jon Favreau.
Yeah, take a look at him.
Yeah, he does. Jon Favreau's slightly stupider cousin. Oh, shit. Kick him out the window. Nope. You know, the cops in this city are pretty lax. What'd you do? Shot a guy in the leg, shot a guy in the foot, kicked him out a window.
Well, he used to work as a cop, so he's got his buddies, right?
I guess so, yeah. Hey, Elmo, how was your night? You know, a little aggravated assault with a weapon, attempted murder, you know.
This looks like X-Files, basically the same sort of shots.
Once again, you want to set up a guy looking like he's military or CIA, just give him the long black overcoat.
That guy has shoulder pads, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Do that and the white undershirt and the tie, and he will look like any government agent you need him to be. What? And that's the power of great costuming. Truth be told, I mean, obviously they probably just said, hey, wear your best suit, and it just happened to work.
Yeah. This is missing Kerry Tagawa, whatever. Shang Tsung.
Oh, Kerry Tagawa, or whatever.
It's missing him. He's a great actor.
Shang Tsung,
and yeah. He's in so many good movies.
The Asian terrorist from Die Hard.
You know, he's in the Kerry guy? He's in Man in the High Castle.
That doesn't surprise me.
Because it's about, you know, alternate world where Japan and Germany won World War II. He plays a high-up inspector in, like, the Japanese Imperial Army. That was a cool takedown. It was like a scissor kick takedown.
That's a very Terminator shot.
Even the lighting.
Yeah, it reminds me of the first Terminator. Someone's going through those doors.
Oh, yeah. Fucking guy.
With their night vision scopes. Yep.
Now wait, I'm sorry? Did Billy Blanks get a tan? Or is it just the lighting? got darker looking.
Probably the lighting.
This actually
yeah,
looks,
he's toast.
Because this actually looks cleaner, like the video quality.
Can't stop Elmo. Come on, silent takedown. I want to see some solid snake action up this motherfucker. Wall bang.
Look at that angle. Looks like he has no arm. It's just a disembodied hand.
I've been watching too much of The Punisher. I really thought Billy Blanks was just going to take his gun and just fucking blow his ass away.
Oh, you got to watch more of that Punisher, dude. It's great.
Almost done. Two episodes.
Oh, those are the best two. Oh, man. A punch with the gun right in the neck.
Yeah. Good night. Broken fucking windpipe.
Now his shirt matches the wall. Is he wearing mom jeans?
No, there's Chuck Norris action jeans. Ninja kicked the damn rabbit. See what I tell you? Someone was going through those fucking windows.
Oh yeah, of course
too,
they were.
It's too good a set to not do that with.
Oh, ooh, even that was pretty good. And more with chimes.
I'm course the sidekick gets involved. They never mind that fucking buddy got his other friend killed. They're like, yeah, we're just going to come stay at your place. By the way, there's assassins after us. I will say this. People take dangerous situations in this movie remarkably well.
Oh, absolutely. It's the world where this happens, it seems.
Like a ninjas, assassins, guns, whatever. That's what this movie needs, a good old-fashioned ninja fight. Ow.
I don't think I've seen her in anything else.
I don't know. The character's name is Mo, I think. Ew, I got something in my eye.
Is it a penis?
It hurts and it's pointy, so maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it's a bot fly.
No, that would be terrible, and oh my god. Oh, God, look at this technology.
Oh, yeah, of course. That was old for then, even, though.
It's like the fucking RoboCop thing. Like, oh, we know where he is. He's at the steel mill, and it's just a fucking red LED and, like, this printed-out map. Though this is obviously a little bit more sophisticated.
It looks like Snake, the game.
CIA. Yeah, that'll happen. CIA. Fucking A. He's got a warehouse down in Coachella. There's a lot of shit in there. So how you hold up? Fuck. I'd like to know realistically how they assign code names in movies, or not movies, in the real life military. Because you always hear it's like Operation Jade Falcon.
I'm wondering if it's like how software companies do it, where you pick a series of things, like Android. Right now, they're based on foods.
Yeah,
which,
so it's
whatever
like ice
versions.
Cream sandwich or whatever.
Yeah, nougat, all that sort of stuff, Oreo. How versions of Linux or it might be named after all the different types of rodents that are out there, or all the different types of pachyderms. Well, you might pick a series, or maybe you name it after certain lakes in the state.
Yeah, because I'm always curious to know how this kind of stuff happens. I was watching a movie the other day called 12 Strong, and their thing is their Alpha 595, which is the military unit. And that's cool, but you always hear it's like, they're the 135th Rangers out of da-da-da-da-da or whatever. And I've always wondered how that happens. or how we get, like I said, these ridiculous names like Operation Desert Storm, for example.
Well, I literally think it's like they might pick the region they're in, and then it's a code word based on something. Maybe the state they're in that the troops are being sent out of.
See, the only thing that ever made sense to me was an eagle or something. Operation Iraqi Freedom. That made sense to me. Everything else, fuck if I know.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. He's chop, 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 chop.
Billy Blank's kicking some ass!
Oh, God. Black Dynamite 2's coming out.
Oh, that's with... Is that with Michael Jai White?
Oh, hell yeah. My favorite martial artist.
I love Jai White. I loved him in the Spawn movie. And I've loved him in pretty much everything I've seen him in. I loved him in... he was in one of the Universal Soldiers.
He is in Universal Soldier 2, The Return, with Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Remember Bill Goldberg's in that. He is also in Exit Wounds, the really good Steven Seagal comeback movie. I think
the one with DMX in it, right?
Yes, and Tom Arnold and Anthony Anderson.
I need to see that one. I haven't.
Oh wait,
seen
no,
it.
Is Anthony Anderson in that one with him? I think he is.
Too young for that, wouldn't he? Or
he's either in Anthony Anderson's either in that with him, or he's in the Jet Li movie with
Romeo Must Die.
No, Cradle to the Grave.
That I haven't seen either.
Also a really cool movie. They have a lot of old Pride and UFC fighters in it.
Power Slam! You know, I think it'd be an interesting fight to watch because they're both exceptional martial artists. Billy Blanks versus Jason David Frank.
You know what? You know what?
Because Frank can still do the jumping around shit if he wants. And he's a competent ground martial artist.
Yeah, and remember, Jesus didn't tap.
Yeah, but saying Jesus didn't tap. Don't fuck with...
Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with what he believes or says, but it's a bad tattoo. It looks like he drew it himself.
He might have.
Now, I wouldn't say it to his face because...
No,
because... But you know what? I might because, you know, he's
not like he's going to hit you.
Exactly, because...
But you never
Jesus
know.
Jesus didn't tap. Kind of did, though.
Not saying a word.
He kind of just let it happen, didn't he? That's kind of tapping. I guess it's tomato-tomato, however you interpret it.
But say, well, by that definition, Steve Austin tapped a bunch.
Yeah, that's true. Fictional bear.
Fictional bear.
Imaginary bear.
Fictional bear! For those of you people that don't know, when by the time this comes out, Alex is putting together a new show. We're putting together a review for Paddington 2. And it refers to an argument me and Blair had in the apartment. She didn't want to watch Paddington 2, where I did. And Blair's like, you're telling me my time is less important than a fictional bear? And she would just look at me, just yell, fictional bear!
Randomly throughout
it. She got upset at me. I love my wife, but fictional bear! Okay. Are they gonna fight?
They like to use the fucking word in this a lot.
They really do. I guess they're really always trying to earn their rating.
But it's said weird. We've seen no boobs, really. No.
Nope, nothing, really.
We saw, like, maybe nips.
A chicken or underwear.
Yeah, and that was... I don't even know if you saw a lot of nip in that.
Nope, nothing.
And there's not much else. It's just, like, they use the F word. And they say it funny.
And there hasn't been a lot of super violence. I mean, traditional gunplay and some kung fu. Evidently, the chick was...
Don't use the word chick, because chick is blah, 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 blah. Say broad. They prefer broad.
I'm not going to dignify that.
Oh, I say things.
She was in Pacific Blue. She was in Sliders. Silk Stockings.
All the 90s.
The Wonderful World of Disney.
Seems like all the 90s cable shows.
NYPD Blue, Baywatch.
What is that guy wearing? Is it like dress pants with a weird cowboy buckle, a jacket, and a terrible like 1950s hat?
She was in Thunder in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. With Jack Lemmon. I think his son.
And Invasion USA with Chuck Norris.
Which is, by the way, one of the best movies ever.
We'll have to do it. And she was in Tober, and she was in Jerry Maguire.
Communist terrorists come and invade America, and Chuck Norris kills the entire army.
Well, it's fucking Chuck Norris. Do you expect
the entire
less?
Army with two Uzis?
It's because he's awesome. Oh, who needs fucking reloads?
I think it's like one of the highest budget films that Canon Films made, which means it was like still pretty low budget. Oh, kick, kick, kick. Ooh, nice.
Man, it's too bad Billy Blanks hasn't been in the
Wait,
Expendables
yet. Wait, you know who that guy looks like, but it's not him?
What?
Van Peebles.
Yeah.
We need to do Solo, or one of his other movies. We need to do the movie...
Highlander Through the Sorcerer.
I've seen that. We got to do one we haven't seen, which I don't think you've seen it either. He did a movie, also with the Highlander, again, with Lambert, called Gunman, around the same time. Have you ever seen the Ice-T movie, Mean Guns?
I don't think so, no.
Ice-T is a gangster god, some sort of weird thing. And he brings all these assassins, including Christopher Lambert, into this big warehouse, multi-story abandoned building. And they drop basically like 30, 40, 50, 100, whatever, crates of guns. And
okay.
In the middle of it, and he goes, "All right, last motherfucker standing gets like $1 million. And then they all just grab guns, and the whole movie is people making alliances and shooting. It's basically Battle Royale.
I love that movie. But my God, I love Battle Royale. Holy shit.
Yeah, but it's Ice-T, and he's like, "Yeah, motherfuckers." It's pre, like, Law & Order, SVU, Detective Black Guy. It's when he was still a rapper. Dude, that movie's boss.
We need to see it.
I'm pretty sure that's...
Why do I think that's one of the bad guys from Basketball, but I know it's not?
You think it looks like Robert Vaughn.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of. He reminds me of Robert Vaughn. He
sucked the chrome off of a tailpipe, and then he sees the girl, and she's actually sucking chrome off a tailpipe for him.
Who was that woman?
She was probably a porn star.
No, she was a Playboy model, but I can't think of her name.
Because that's why I love Orgasmo, because they use real porn stars, and they actually got them to act terrible on purpose, which is even more funny.
Why are they called the ass fuck twins?
Because they like to get fucked in the ass all the time.
I love
You'll
the
never
guy that
stop me,
Max.
Orgasmo. Stuntcock! Stuntcock!
Oh my God.
Dude, that's some hot shit right there.
Look at that kick!
That was pretty good. Jeez. Slow-mo chair murder. Oh.
I think he's dead.
Oh, he did.
Oh, my God.
That's a really cool kill. Holy shit. I thought he was just going to step off, but he used it to break the guy's neck.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Dude.
Don't fuck with Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Billy Blanks somehow reached out to us? He's got to be on Twitter.
I want to see him have a head-to-head with Diamond Dallas Page and see which one's better. Because they'll argue to the death. I wonder if Billy Blanks does anything anymore.
Billy Blanks!
Is he?
The creator of Tybo.
Those commercials were like ever present in our childhood.
Billy Blanks Jr. is a fitness celebrity. Yeah, I found him!
What I find hilarious, though, is that was just to advertise him. Like, you'd see in the Tybo videos, it would go, International Martial Arts Star and Movie Star. International Martial Artist and Movie Star, Billy Blanks. But I had never seen a movie he was in until I was way older. I was just like, oh, cool, this is a big martial artist. It's like, nah, brah. He did, like, 15 movies, and they were all low budget.
I'm saying, dude, we are watching you in Tough and Deadly right now. You did the sickest kill with a chair.
Ask him if he thinks Tybo is better than at Diamond Dallas Page's DDP Yoga.
No, I don't want to start a Twitter beef.
Oh, I want to start a Twitter beef. Do it.
You did the sickest kill with a chair. We are immensely entertained by this movie.
Piper just choked a dude and slapped the back of his head to knock him out, like in the brainstem. He did a brainstem slap.
So here's what I said. Dude, we are watching you right now in Tough and Deadly right now. You did the sickest kill with a chair. We are immensely entertained by this movie here, lol. Dude, I wish you and Piper did more as these characters. We loves you.
Why don't you just go and tell him I'm going to open my mouth wide, stick it in.
Fuck, man. Hey, if I was going to get my ass kicked by a celebrity, Billy Blanks is right on my fucking list of people to get my ass kicked
just
by.
Just tweet at him again and say, hey, Billy, I want to give you a tie blow.
No, because he'll fly here and then he'll kick my crippled ass.
Or he'll want you to give him a blowjob. Tybo style.
I'm kind of guessing that's pretty low on his list of things to have happen.
He's not that famous anymore. He will do it for
He's probably got more money than we'll ever see.
He'll do it for the vine, as the kids used to say last year. Do it for the vine and go and do it. Wow, I've dated myself already.
Please never come after
him. I thought they were going to kiss there.
For a second, I'm not going to lie, so did I.
Maybe the stupid hat.
Evidently, he's a singer.
Another F word. Billy Blanks?
Yeah.
He's not Grace Jones. He doesn't look that much like her.
He tweeted 8 hours ago, so there is a chance. I love how basically every week we randomly tweet at a celebrity who are watching their horrible old movies.
Yeah.
Fucking Hulk Hogan, Billy Blanks.
Hogan is less likely to respond. I don't think Piper would ever respond, because on account of him being dead and shit.
Say if he did ghost tweets.
But, I mean, Billy Blanks might respond to us. He's, like, legit. How many followers does he have?
He has...
Like 12? 13?
27,000.
That's enough that he might respond to us.
Although he's not verified, which is weird.
Are you sure it's him? Yeah, probably.
It's him. That many people?
I mean, who's making a fake one for him anyway?
There's a couple, actually. But has had the most followers.
That works. Ooh, cool. It's a lot of neck punches in this movie. Like, it's all clearly, like, very combat heavy. Like, it's not, like, for show.
Frag grenade.
This dude here, the FBI bad guy?
Yeah.
If you put a beard on him, he looks like the lawyer from Seinfeld. Jackie Childs. Doesn't he?
He really does.
Is it him?
I don't think so. Could be, though. The time period would be about right.
Let me look him up. His voice doesn't sound quite right, though. Very loud shooty.
Gun battle. with no accuracy. Speaking of gun battles, so I was watching a movie this past week.
There's a lot of ridiculousness in this.
I was watching that 12 Strong.
Oh, no.
And you'd be surprised how accurate those Marines are from horseback hip firing. It impressed me. I'm thinking, man, that's Call of Duty aimbot assist good.
Yeah, well.
Then again, every action movie is not exactly taking into effect aim and reloading. Few series do, but some do, and they do play it off well. Fight the cocaine room.
No, it wasn't him. I thought it was him. The Jackie Chiles guy. Now, what was he in? He was in Jingle All the Way, PI Private Investigation. Hey, he was in Star Trek III, Search for Spock as a trainee.
Is he still alive?
Oh, he's not that old. He's 59. His most recent stuff? He was in The Star. That was, I think, that religious animated movie.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Scooby-Doo WWE's Curse of the Speed Demon.
Who the fuck was Jackie Chiles in that?
Walter Qualls.
Okay.
And as far as recently with TV, what's he got going for? He was in an episode of Young Sheldon, so he should just kill himself now. We gotta get some Charles Bronson action going in here, too.
Oh my god.
There's a Charles Bronson movie. I forget which one it is. It's an 80s movie. Evil at Men Do, maybe? Where, how you know how he beats a guy? He grabs him by his big, thick cock and then twists.
Which Death Wish is where he kills a guy with a rocket launcher?
Like the two, fifth one or two something? Or three. Fifth one was the one that was filmed at the university in Toronto, I think Waterloo, where he dips people in acid, or is it hot wax or something to kill them. And he was, like, he already had Alzheimer's, I think, when he started doing the last film. Death Wish 9. Ooh, I wish it was dead.
Because of the guy's hat, I can't help it. He looks like fucking Harry Henderson.
He looks...
From Dave's World and Night Court.
And the one guy, he also looks like the guy from Degrassi. I don't remember his name. One of the main characters.
Joey Jeremiah?
Yeah. It's that stupid hat. I gotta watch that show. I never saw it, but it's daunting because you've got like 5 seasons of the original show or original shows, and then what, like 15 or 16 or something like that?
Oh shit, check that out.
Oh no. Kick him. That didn't make contact. Oh good. No.
I wonder if Billy Blanks did the fight choreography for this movie.
No, actually. they had a choreographer, but I'll bet you he helped with it. Because, I mean, he's a martial artist. He's the only real martial artist in this movie.
Well, you could count Piper somewhat because...
Piper can do stunts. That's
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But, like, he can do, like, when he was thrown through the wall and stuff. I'm sure Piper did that shit. Because it didn't look like they jumped to a stunt double. It's just a different type of stunt. Backflip? Backflip. Moonsault. No?
That's a Van Damme move right there.
That's what I'm saying. He was Black Van Damme. Or Black Damme. I have greasy dirtbag face.
He's the mercenary from the beginning of the movie, or at least the dirty CIA agent.
Jackie Chiles was in Command & Conquer Yuri's Revenge.
Just about to ask, where's fucking Piper?
Yeah. Oh, he's also in all the Saints Rose games.
Who? Jackie Childs?
Yeah. Saints Row 4 is Mr. Sunshine. In the third, he was multiple pedestrians. The second and first, he was a radio host.
That's pretty cool.
He's also in Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13.
That's random.
I can't talk as fast as him or as clear as him, but he was hilarious.
I love his character, I really do. Yeah.
I don't know how many of these people are bad or who's good. I think nobody's good here.
They're all dirty.
We're all dirty cops. There's a hobo with a shotgun reference.
Arrest him.
Okay, so one of the high ups is one of the high ups was there to help. Oh no. Okay, Jesus. Well, you're done. Because that's the gun, that's old Painless from Predator. That's gonna
exactly.
The best fucking part of that movie is the gunfire so fast it sets the tree on fire. Oh, it makes my dick hard whenever I see that movie.
I remember in Mythbusters where they cut a tree down with a minigun.
Well, and if you fire it at full speed and the tree is dry, you will set it on fire from the friction.
Again with the neck breaking.
A lot of neck kills. Oh, Piper's looking for... Oh, he's finding the drugs. Come on, Piper. Now, wait, this is Piper, circa mid-90s? I wouldn't leave Piper alone with the drugs. That's good.
Stupid hat.
Oh, man, he has great charisma.
He's unconscious. He's so close to dead.
He looks so derpy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's...
Come on.
He kicked through the window instead of punching. Because he could, and he's awesome, and he's Billy Blanks, motherfucker.
Come on, kick his ass.
Oh, he dick punched him.
I thought he was going to camel clutch him there.
No, but he dick punched him. Right, mandible claw. He's already dead.
Exactly. Jesus, Billy.
I like that camo truck, though. Oh, what's he got? A little
this
gun?
This is like every mission in Far Cry gone wrong where they fucking calls in the helicopters.
Oh, they minigun him.
Holy shit.
Well, in real life, he would have had his whole chest cavity torn right out.
Yeah, he would have exploded.
Because I thought he was using a machine gun. No, that was the helicopter mounted one. Dude. CIA's like, fuck it. They're covering it up by blowing it all up, but they're stopping the bad guys at least. I'm tempted to believe that the guy screaming in there was a crew member that was caught.
They exploded by accident. Well, you can't say they cheaped out on budget.
Not for a direct-to-video movie.
No, not really.
He does look a bit like Anthony Quinn. Oh, favorite Arnold movie of all time? Last Action Hero.
Robert Vaughn was a good guy? Or not Robert Vaughn?
He looks like Anthony Quinn and Robert Vaughn. He was fighting with them the whole way. Oh, that's the director of the CIA.
Oh.
Oh, so basically, I think the director put out the hit on him because he was fed false information. Right? And then he figured out that it was fake from the people below him, and he's like, now we're going to nuke you. Okay, let's see the beard. This is apparently where the beard changes. So he had 5 o'clock shadow. Like a shadow. All right, let's jump back. Okay, same beard. The beard's a little different there.
A little, yeah. Completely forgot about the beard thing.
We weren't specifically looking for it, but it wasn't jarring at least.
Yeah, it didn't take us out of the moment and out of the movie. And that was Tough and Deadly. We were all over the map on this one. Holy shit.
It was entertaining as hell, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. In terms of the 80s movies that we didn't quite expect, or 90s movies, rather, to find up on YouTube.
I thought that said Desk Horse, but it's Desk Nurse.
Desk Horse. Oh, boy.
There's a guy named Handlebar.
And Beta and Alpha. So...
a lot of stuntmen.
What did you learn during this movie? Not a goddamn thing.
That they seem to have pretty good chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of the reviews are saying on like IMDb. There's a lot of really good chemistry in this movie.
And this is the second time they worked together, it looks like, right? Because there was that first one.
Yeah, so this would have been the second time around. So anyway.
So they would have felt it all out and worked out any kinks they had.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you can find this movie, might be worth owning, actually.
I shall have a link in the description.
So, yes, once again, you can find this on YouTube. Don't condone piracy, but hey, if it's been there for a couple years,
they clearly don't care. If it's been up there for multiple years and it hasn't been pulled, and I mean, they'll pull things immediately when they don't like it. I think this is one of those slightly abandoned films.
And if you're out there, tweet at Billy Blanks and let him know that he is a missed action hero. So
and
anyway,
try to get him to start a beef with DDP.
Good times. All right, guys, I got a pee. So for This Week in Geek, we have been
Alex.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard. We'll catch you guys again next week right here on the Twitter Twig DVD YouTube Theater.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The internet can be your window to the world. Or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.